You're listening to SBS News.
Thumbing through old black and white photographs, 76-year-old Christina Heinesen vividly remembers the day she was taken from her family. Just 5 years old, she was one of 22 young Inuit children brought to Denmark from Greenland in 1951.
My brother rowed me out to the ship that was going to Denmark, the MS Disco. At first I thought it was exciting that I was going sailing, but we went further and further away and it became clear that I was not coming back.
The children were part of a government scheme to raise model Greenlanders. In Denmark, they lived with foster parents and learnt Danish. However, when 16 of them returned to Greenland months later, they weren't reunited with their families. Instead, they were placed in an orphanage in the capital, Nuuk.
We were not allowed to play with Greenlandic children, and we were not allowed to speak Greenlandic.
For Christina, it's a trauma she's carried for a lifetime.
I miss my family, the language, the culture, all this I haven't had during my childhood.
In a corner of Copenhagen's Western Cemetery, Christina visits the grave of an old childhood friend, another of the 22. Now in their late 70s, only six are still alive. Others have struggled with alcohol abuse and mental health problems. For years, successive Danish governments have argued that while what happened was regrettable, it belonged to the past. In 2020, the tone changed when Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen gave an official apology.
We cannot change what has happened, but we can take responsibility and apologize to those we should have taken care of.
Lawyers for the six survivors have argued that their human rights were violated and recently launched legal action. Now the government has settled out of court and awarded damages of around $38,000 each. In a statement, Denmark's Minister for Social Affairs and the Elderly, Astrid Krauss, said, "The move of the children to Denmark is a dark chapter in the common history of Greenland and Denmark, and it's a chapter we should not turn a blind eye to." Today, Greenland is self-governing, but some key policy areas are still controlled from Copenhagen. Back in the 1950s, as European colonialism began to unravel elsewhere, the Arctic territory remained in Danish hands. Ebbe Volkvartsen is an associate professor of cultural history at the University of Greenland in Nuuk.
There was a modernization period after World War II, where the aim was to assimilate Greenlanders' lifestyles into the Danish model.
However, he says other policies from that era are also being questioned.
Everyone knows about the experiment, but thus far it has often been seen as an exception from general benevolent colonial politics. And this view, this perception is beginning to change because there have been many more measures that fall into the same context as the experiment does.
77-year-old Gabriel Schmidt was another of the Greenlandic children. He went to Denmark as a small boy, but was a teenager when he met his father again.
I remember when the headmistress told me, "Today we're going to see your father." I asked, "Do I have a father?" An older man was standing far away and he was crying. Then we walked along the harbour together. He spoke in Greenlandic. I didn't understand anything. And I was replying to him in Danish. It was very sad to meet one's father and be unable to communicate with him.
He feels the lawsuit was needed because the apology didn't go far enough.
The letter that we got was not a proper apology. We needed face to face.
And that's expected very soon when they meet the Prime Minister.
The only thing I hope is that I can help all those who have passed away. I will think about them that day when the Prime Minister gives an apology to us.
While this brings some closure, it's also bittersweet. It's a day the other 16 will never see.